Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 6:07. The day today is the 16th day of January in the year 2019. Now, Jewish day today is the 10th to the month of Shvat in the year 5779. You're listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged like every Wednesday. Our first show for this year, so it's quite special for me. Because I haven't done a show for about a month now.
You remember what to do, Roy?
You know, I've got, otherwise I've got DJ Flo here. They'll fix me up.
Listen, he have one like this from cardboard at home, so he's practicing.
Yeah, practice, yeah.
On the wife, everything is good.
So it is special for me today, I must say. I haven't done this show quite a month or so, but it feels great to be back behind the controls here at Chai FM. So, if you don't know, my name is Roy Peretz, and I would like to introduce my porn stars. So who do we have with us today? All right. From the deep dark ends of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant Olsen, our coin and ticket memorabilia expert. I want you to welcome Eitan Nadler.
Hey. Happy to be here. Happy New Year. We all, batteries full,
yeah.
Full ahead.
Yeah.
And the captain just need to say go.
Yeah. He runs our Centon branch. He's also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Yay. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.
He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa best movie critic. I want you to welcome Peter Feldman.
Yay. Thank you, Roy. It's wonderful to be back in the studio. At least I've got some work going, and there's a lot of good movies happening.
Oh, all right. Well, they say she gives the best service in the whole industry. She comes from our Centon branch at 96 Centon Drive. Please welcome Nicole.
Yay. Hey, everybody. Happy New Year.
I spent few days in Top Cash.
Yeah.
In the end of the year until we reopened the Hyde Park.
Yeah.
I must say, I looked in the camera, it was true.
Is it?
Yeah. I will not go into details.
But now, I've like branched out. You can find me on Marketplace and you can find me on Peropa.
So you're selling there on Marketplace and Peropa?
Yep. Yeah.
And how can we get hold of you?
011-884-0000.
So it's 884-0000. Nil, 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 nil.
Well, I remember from the kibbutz, 88 was 88. So, 88, 4 double.
It's a great word.
88.
Put your teeth back in.
Yeah. You're learning from all the volunteers from all over the world. You understand nothing, but you know something like 88 gets stuck with you.
Yeah. So after I introduce all our team, I just want to say that this week, I didn't prepare much, but it, you know, we've got some great jokes like normally and maybe a few you women jokes. Do we have any women jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah, do we?
Always.
Oh, she's coming now.
You know, it's like back to school. We'll take it easy and it will be all right.
You know, I can just imagine myself, what goes in the mind and the heart of a father when the whole family goes on holiday and just remember that's his holiday. He was slaving the whole year and here comes December and the holiday time. And we hear, we're going to the beach. And he says to himself, I want to put my legs in the seawater. I worked hard the whole year. I deserve this holiday. Shame.
And then comes the kids.
Shame, shame, shame. Yeah. So we want to talk about vacations. I remember one great vacation when I took my family to Disneyland. Let me tell you now, if you've never been in Disney as an adult, you can imagine it's like basically standing in a line in Home Affairs, you know? Yeah. But actually, it's like it was in Orlando in July, and it felt like standing in line on the surface of the sun, you know? Now, when you are a kid on vacation, you always say to yourself, why is my dad always in a bad mood? Well, now I do understand. Yeah. Well, I spent enormous amount of money, be uncomfortable, and listen to children complain and whine, you know. And this is Disney for you guys. Eventually, I did figure what makes Disney truly special. The fact that you can walk around for 12 hours while sweating your eyeballs and still gaining 5 kilos while eating all the rubbish they're selling there. It's purely magic. Makes it magic.
Roy,
yeah.
Did you go on any great rides?
I mean, I'll tell you everything about the ride as well. And another thing I discovered while on vacations, seems like the only thing we do while on vacation, I'm talking adults, is eat. So while we're eating in that particular restaurant, we're thinking, that's a breakfast point, so we're thinking what we're going to eat for lunch or what we're going to eat for brunch. And when we finish eating brunch, what we're going to eat for supper. So it's always a run around after eating in different restaurants.
You know,
that's all
you
we
know
do.
Why, Roy?
It sounds like a Jewish home.
That's how it's supposed to be. In the vacation, you don't have any worries, anything on your mind.
Yeah.
So that's what you have in your mind.
Right. So I stood online for an hour and 15 minutes for the Dumbo ride. After about an hour, I knew I'm Dumbo. So basically, I'm here to see myself at the end of the line. Would be a lot of people like me, all of those Dumbos.
Did it happen that after an hour in the line, your son say, "Dad, I don't feel like it. Let's go to another one."
The lines were crazy. Just to summarize, the best ride in Disney, and tell me you can record it down, was the air-conditioned bus on the way back to the airport. And let me tell you, that was really well worth the wait. The best vacation. Is when you hear about people that wants to go to remote islands, for instance. I don't want to get battered. That's what people say. So I went to this remote island. It was so relaxing and no one bothers me. No one really. I did nothing. I was standing there. I did nothing and nothing and no one bothered me. It cost me a lot of money, but it was worth it. Well, let me tell you. Getting to my age, maybe I'm a little bit old, but you could also close the door in your house. I doubt somebody will bother you then. And it'll cost you much less. So guys, you can contact us. The time is now 8 and 15 minutes. You can contact us at 061-895-1019, or SMS us 34519. It's great to be back in the studio.
Tell us, how was your vacation?
I'll tell you just now.
Not
but
you.
Before the vacations, we're going to put
open
a nice
the ear
song.
With the music bang.
Let me tell you what we're going to put. We're going to put something very, very nice and special. That's going to be Passengers. I'm sure you remember Passengers, and they've got really something nice. Not because they're Passengers, it's just because the music is just amazing, I think. As soon as we get music, so it will be really great. Don't you think?
I can sing in the meantime.
Can you? So please sing. Why is he here? Why is he calling me?
Why is he calling you?
Why is he calling me? Yeah, fault. Exactly. No, we are. But like no, but I tell you what. You see, I mean, you must. I was playing with the cardboard, but it didn't work like that.
Give your chance.
Passengers, that's
after
beautiful.
The song.
Yeah.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know what the difference between a new wife and a new dog?
No.
What?
Well, after the year, the dog will still be excited to see you.
Well, you know, when a girl's really ugly, there is hope for her. She just has to marry rich.
Yeah. So the girlfriend comes to the guy and says to him, am I pretty or ugly? So he says, you're both. What do you mean? So you're pretty ugly.
You know what's the difference between marriage and death?
No.
When you're dead, you're free.
I can.
I just am friend. 13 pregnant Facebook friends. I don't want to be friends with people who don't use condoms.
Right, so the wife telling her husband when he come home in the evening, come, let's go out tonight and have some fun. So the husband went, that's a great idea, but if you come home first, just remember in the hall, leave the lights on, huh?
Catch Porn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 6 and 21 minutes, and you're listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged, and for that, we've got with us Eitan Nadler, Leanne Rimon, Nicole, Moshe Starograd, and we've got with us Peter Feldman. So Peter is going to tell us a little bit about movies, but before that, today, because a special day, we wanted to talk a little bit about vacations. So what have you done this year, Eitan?
Well,
I'm not talking about touching.
Not for radio.
All right,
but it was nice because I went. I spent 3 weeks with my parents, and. Always good. Always good. Listen, 82, 87, every minute you can spend with them, it's precious.
No, yeah, 100%.
And it was good timing, and it was good for the soul more than anything else. And happy to be back and kicking and running.
Leo?
I had my vacation in Senton,
at 96 Senton Drive.
96 Senton Drive. It's a very nice place to have vacation. I'm telling you, you're all invited.
I'll make you
nice coffee. I wasn't the only one. Nicole was there with me. Eitan was there part of the time.
Do you have a pool?
I don't have a pool, but
it's got a bath.
Listen, I have to mention, came back from Eretz on the 14th, and it was such a pleasure to land back over here and not suffer from this traffic, bumper to bumper, that we suffered in the past 3 days, 4 days, that all the madness came back.
Yeah, actually, Johannesburg is the nicest place to be during December.
It is. It was such a pleasure.
Just tell me, Nicole, and you, what have you done? No. Don't show what. No, what you've done?
Get your clothes back.
All right, baby. Hey. As you take those photos.
We had the best time here in December. I don't know why, but I loved it so much. Work was busy. We had a lot of activity.
Yeah.
I loved being here. I really enjoyed it.
What's your telephone number again?
Schlanga is waiting for me.
Moshe, have you been anywhere?
Well, I was in bed the whole two months.
Oh, yes. They took your knee out.
Operation for knee replacement, and this was the holiday.
All right. So now, you're getting better, I must say.
You know, I saw Moshe's knee now, and I think they put the wrong size, because now it's extra large.
It's extra large, yeah.
You know, there was a knee-jerk reaction, I'm sorry.
Listen, at least the soccer league was on vacation, so you didn't have to run. So now, slowly.
Soccer league, it's on.
You know, Roy, they left him in stitches, so what can
and you
say?
How was your December?
Well, you know, I went away in October. I went to the UK to see my daughter and my grandson.
Yeah.
And so I spent December very quiet at home, relaxing outside.
Freezing?
It was freezing.
It was freezing. England was freezing. But over here was boiling.
It was boiling. So you went from very cold, freezing weather, snow, wind, rain, great weather, and then came home to sweltering weather.
Next time, stop in Egypt.
I must say that Johannesburg weather during at least the December was scorching hot.
Of December, we had rain almost every day.
Yeah, it was beautiful, but there was weak.
So what happened to me was, till 28 December, my birthday.
Yeah.
Until 28 December, the weather was 37 degrees and it was great, and I want to have a big party and whatever, and I bought all this plenty of booze and I invited everybody at the river to come, and it started to rain and never stopped. Like, till a week ago, it just continued raining. So I said to my wife, let's go. We have to go somewhere. Where do you want to go? No, let's go somewhere. Just not stay here. Anyway, eventually we jumped in the car and we took a drive. So we took a drive. This is not a joke. True story. We took a drive to Bloemfontein. Bloemfontein is not a bad city.
No.
And clean. I promise you.
And they have a good university there.
Who's going to study now? At the age of 56,
no,
I study
nice,
what?
Nice students there.
You're just about to say.
No, that's in Stellenbosch. But anyway, leave the students one side. Anyway, we went to Bloemfontein. So we took a road trip. And from Bloemfontein, we went to... I took a straight drive to PE.
Okay.
I wanted to go to Platt, but Platt didn't have a space, no space.
You know this road from Bloemfontein to PE?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful road. I did it plenty times. It's one of the most beautiful roads in
South. Anyway, I drove straight to PE. I did Christmas Eve. New Year's Eve in PE. It was
with
disaster
who?
With Sunshine, my wife.
Oh, how romantic.
There's not much to do.
Don't talk ill of PE. My wife's from PE.
I love PE.
I'm glad to hear that.
So anyway, there was a lot of wind, eh?
Windy City.
It's called the Windy City, Roy.
Yeah, I thought Chicago is the Windy City, but all right, I'll give it to you to PE. But anyway, so we've been here. Then one of my wife's friends found us a place in Platt. So we drove straight to Platt and, we spent 4 days in Platt, 4 nights in Platt, and I must tell you, it was magnificent. It was really worth the ride, and we drove back to Joburg in 2 days. Oh, on the way back, I stopped at Gharibdem. You know Gharibdem?
Yeah, of course.
Gharibdem.
Yeah, I was over there on Thursday. It was closed.
Closed who?
Gharib? You know, I'm so impressed because what you did was spontaneous.
Yeah.
You made it into a bit of an adventure.
Yeah.
And people, I was listening to this talk on YouTube while I was working today.
Yeah.
And he says, people that go on organized holidays cannot be considered an adventure because it's planned.
My babe, listen, I got married at 23. I'm a proper adventurous. Let me tell you, and still staying with the same woman for 34 years. You know, I'm looking at myself and said, you know what? You are longer married than I'm alive.
It's a term.
Stupidity.
Masochist.
Yeah. Masochism. Yeah. Exactly. Masochism. Masochism. 100%. 100% masochism. So, that was my vacation. I must say it wasn't that bad. So half of the time we spent at the river, which was great. Stinking, but great. And the other half was at Platt. Platt was amazing, I must say.
Yeah.
And just to remember, you know, we complain so much about the country. This is the most beautiful country on earth. And the people are lovely. It's just a few that makes everything rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, I don't believe that, you know, not even one of 1,000 is a criminal. You know, I don't think even one of 1,000 is a criminal. So if one of 1,000 is a criminal, and we've got 50 million people, meaning we've got about 50,000 criminals in the country, stop them, guys. Let's stop them. Let's stop that.
Right.
And we're going to be all great, yeah.
A friend of mine's son went to the cricket to watch the cricket test between South Africa and Pakistan at the Bidvest Wanderers. And on his way out, he took out his phone to phone for an Uber. Next thing, 3 guys were around him. And before he knew what was happening, the phone was gone. His wallet was gone. And he said it spoiled his entire weekend. So that's how he spent his vacation.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. So now...
Sasha. My daughter Sasha, she was sitting in hospital in a restaurant.
Someone took the phone from
somebody
her hands.
Somebody grabs the phone and then goes.
Yeah.
Not only it was planned, he jumped into a car and ran away.
Yeah. How terrible. People are terrible. I'm promising people. Some people are terrible. So what I'm saying is, there's few people that really terrorizing us. Other than this, we got a beautiful country, guys. We got a beautiful country. Maybe we have a future too. Who knows? Sure. So, just to know, I'm going to take you just a little bit for Dreamland, meaning Peter's going to talk about some movies.
Dreamland,
yeah, movies. And... listen to this. Hold on.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie reviews with Peter Feldman. Peter?
Thank you, Roy.
Do we have movies?
Yes, we do have movies. I spent a bit of time watching movies during Christmas in December. And one movie which is already opened is Robert Redford. Now, why I mention it is because there's a Clint Eastwood movie opening this week. So you got the two old veterans, Robert Redford and Clint Eastwood, both coming out with new movies. Now, Robert Redford is in The Old Man and the Gun. It's a basic, honest, true story. Forrest Tucker is a robber. An old school robber. He goes into banks and he takes their money. But he's so polite and so nice that people actually want to give it to him. And no one realizes, you know, he it's a real guy. A real guy was a robber and he eventually ended up in jail. But I must say it was beautifully done. And Robert Redford is such a good actor.
Isn't he very old now?
He's old. He's in his 80s. But, you know, he's fantastic.
And the other one is Clint Eastwood. He's 88 this year.
Clint Eastwood has come out with a new movie, Roy. It's called The Mule. It's about a guy who is fanatical about growing lilies, and eventually his whole world falls apart when there's bad weather and he can't, his house is foreclosed and he's got nothing to do. He's an old man. And eventually he is told by a guy, he says, if you go to this garage, they will help you. So he goes to this garage and it turns out that they're drug dealers. And they ask him, they'll pay him money to take this package out of the state. And if he'll do that, he'll get a lot of money. And he knows nothing. He doesn't think about it. They put the money in the back of the car and he drives off. He's the mule. And he transports this cargo, these drugs, and he gets away with it. Bradley Cooper plays a DA agent who is tasked with the job of trying to find out all these drugs are getting into Chicago, and he's bringing bigger and bigger hauls every time he goes on this trip, and no one will suspect this old man driving in a car. Now, you said 88. I thought he was in his 90s, Clint. Not yet.
He's 88 this year.
But he still looks good, you know. He's worn, but he's still got that charming. He's still got that charisma. He makes the movie. He's directed it.
You remember in the 60s how handsome he used to be.
Well, he used to be proper.
But let me just tell you, his daughter, he's got a beautiful daughter, Allison, and she's in the movie as well. You know, he's got 8 children.
Really?
I know his son, Scott Eastwood's making movies. And by the way, on The Mule is a true story.
It is a true story. Earl Stone is the guy.
Earl Stone, yeah.
And he was an amazing guy. I mean,
let me stop you there. Are we giving some movie tickets away?
Yes, of course.
All right, so guys, if we give him movie tickets away, so just listen to what Peter has to say, and you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Our SMS number is 34519. So Peter, go for it.
And the third movie is Glass. This is M. Night Shyamalan, who did The Sixth Sense, amazing movie, 1999. He set the standard for films about ghosts. It was an amazing story. The little boy said, I see dead people. And he's had a career that's like a yo-yo. It's been up, it's been down. But he's come up now with a narrative of two of his superheroes, that two movies he did before. One was Unbreakable, and the second movie was Split. Unbreakable starred Bruce Willis, and it also starred Samuel L. Jackson. And these two characters have now been incorporated in the new movie he's just done called Glass. One of the characters, this Jackson character, is Mr. Glass. And then there's James McAvoy. James McAvoy is a character who's got 24 different personalities within him. So he's a real psycho. And one of the personalities is
A couple of those.
He's called The Beast. And it's like the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
When he gets angry, he changes. And so he's brought them all together. And Sarah Paulson plays a psychiatrist who has to prove that these three guys are living in a dream world, that they're not really superheroes. They believe they are superheroes, and they show what they can do. So that's the movie. It's called Glass. And I actually quite liked it. It's had varied degrees of the reviews have been mixed. And I must say, I enjoyed that movie. And then there's another movie which I haven't seen. It's only being previewed tomorrow, which John Z. Reilly. It's called The Sisters Brothers. And Jake Gyllenhaal. Yeah, it's set in the West.
Yeah.
And it's quite an interesting movie. I don't want to talk about it yet because I don't know too much about it. I'd like to see it. Maybe next week we'll talk about it. So my question to our lovely listeners is who plays the mule? And it's quite easy. And if you just SMS us or you do whatever Roy tells you to do, I must mention that the vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas because we do have a special arrangement for Chai FM winners only. Our vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So you can't see The Mule and you can't see Glass this week, but you can go and see The Old Man and the Gun. You can redeem it at the cinema box office. You can't do it online, and you can only at new Metro Cineplexes. And the winners need to present vouchers or the complimentary Mobi codes and tell them that they're winners, because people can actually acquire them by buying Mobi codes. And the vouchers expire within 3 months, so you can choose to see this movie within 3 months. So the question is, who plays the mule in a new movie opening on Friday? It's all at New Metro, and they've got a whole variety of good movies to see.
So someone sent me, instead of sending me the answer, someone sent a piece of video of the actor, but very nice touch, I must say.
Very nice song.
Very nice touch. So, what are we going to do? I'm going to put a nice song. Oh. So, you know what? This song comes from the Foundations. I don't know if you like it or not. I love it. Yeah.
We'll talk about it after.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after. So, here goes the Foundation.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
So my wife asked me also about something about doctors. She asked me to get pills that will ensure I will perform in bed, you know, in the bedroom. So I brought her diet pills. Obviously.
She didn't get the joke,
that wasn't what she meant. But anyway, does anybody got a place that I can stay for a couple of days?
This woman asked her husband, "My darling, did I gain weight?" He said, "No, but the living room is smaller."
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 20 minutes to 7, and so what do we have? We talked about our vacations. We talked about our business. We didn't talk about Nicole. But, all right.
I'm available and single.
Oh, my.
Here you go. Available and single and 00.
Very cheap.
What an exposure.
Very cheap.
We'll add and photos next time.
And yeah. Ready to mingle.
To mingle. All right. So we got Nicole with us. We've got Moshe Starograd. Moshe, you told me. No, you mustn't tell this joke.
No.
You mustn't tell this joke. This is the last 20 minutes. We're still on kiddies time. After 9 o'clock, apparently on radio, after 9 o'clock,
You
can go wild, but we're here till 7. So
put that at 9 o'clock. Not finished.
I have to tell you, there was a sentence today when I was browsing the internet that caught my eyes, and I would love to share it.
Okay, sure.
It's saying, "So excited to come back to work after Christmas and New Year vacation."
All right. Yeah.
Said no one told it for never. No one used it.
What do you mean?
So. It's been said. It's a dream sentence. Yeah. No one ever used it.
Okay.
No worried, guys.
Okay.
So I just had to mention this sentence. They put it so big, I start to believe that people actually using it.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They just put a point to say that no one ever used this sentence yet.
They're happy to come back after New Year's.
Well,
I'm happy. I love it. Yeah. I love coming back to work.
Yeah, I don't remember what was the question, but someone asked me yesterday a question, and I told them, you know what, I have mixed feelings about it.
Okay.
She said, what is mixed feelings? Explain mixed feelings. She said, listen, it's like seeing your mother-in-law driving your new BMW down a cliff. That's mixed feelings.
Listen, I've got for you something like, you know, a man went to the cemetery, you know, placed some flowers on his mother's grave that just passed away, and he's sitting over there, you know, a few words and whatever.
Yeah.
And as he turned to leave, he looked and there is this man next to this grave, and this man is crying and crawling on the ground and praying and all the time repeating, "Why did you have to die? What did you have to die? Why did you have to die?" And it's so much emotion. So he couldn't help it. He walked up to the man and he said, "Listen, I must say, I'm coming to cemetery, but I never saw so much emotion. What's happening?"
She meant so much to him.
It must be something very close, a child or a parent or said. So he said, no, that was my wife's first husband.
I understand.
Just to give it back to the right mood.
Why did you die? Yeah. So that was this drug addict and a leper. You know, the guy that, leprosy.
Leprosy.
Suffers from leprosy. So they put them, this drug addict and a leper, they put them both of them in the same cell in prison. So suddenly the leper nose falls away. So he takes the nose and throws it through from the in between the bars outside. Then about an hour later, his ear falls off. Then he takes it and throws it outside of the cell. Then his foot falls off. So he takes it out and throws it outside the window. So the drug addict look at the leper and says to him, "Oh, No, I understand. You're actually running away from here.
Listen, I have a little prayer for the new year.
Yeah?
And it goes like this. Dear God, my prayer for 2019, is a fat bank account and a thin body. Please, don't mix it up like last year.
So, I
have to say, you know, my New Year's resolution.
Okay.
Okay. Is to be more optimistic. You know, you mentioned a beautiful country, beautiful people. We need to build a little bit back the optimism.
Yeah.
And I decided to be more optimistic. And I will look on the half full of the glass, as long as it's vodka, whiskey, rum, something like that.
So that is this idiot roams the street sprinkling powder on the street, sprinkling powder. So a policeman approached him and told him, what are you doing with this powder? Why are you dirtying the streets with powder? So this idiot says to the policeman, it's a powder against elephants. The policeman says, but there's no elephants here. So no, it's a fact, it's working. Yeah.
You know, I just heard that now in 2019, you know, with all this improvement on high-tech, new cell phone, whatever. Yeah. I heard that this new device coming.
Yes.
And it can turn thoughts into speech. And I have to say that, I'm sorry to say, but I have this device for years. It's for alcohol.
You know Confucius?
Yeah.
Confucius, he says, men who not poop for many days must take care of backlog.
And women?
He didn't say about women.
You know, we need to remember that the kids went back to school.
Yes.
And
we need to remember it's a family show too.
Sometimes it's smiles, sometimes it's tears, whatever.
Yeah.
So this teacher asking Donald, what is the chemical formula for water?
All right.
Water, chemical formula. You are a chemical engineer. Right. You should know it. So Donald is answering, HIJKLMNO. So the teacher said, what are you talking about? So he said, but yesterday you said H2O. Yeah.
It's not that funny, I must say.
Well, but it's clever. It's all depends.
But it's not that funny. No. So Confucius said as well, men who run in front of cars get tired. Men who run behind the car get exhausted.
You know, so the teacher asking Daniel, I sent you to the principal office every day of the week.
Yeah.
What do you have to say for yourself? So he said, I'm glad it's Friday.
So Confucius say, war not determine who is light. Right, meaning right. Yeah. Confucius cannot say right, he can say light. Yeah. War, not determine who is right. War determine who is left.
You know, it's working for the US, hopefully, maybe in South Africa as well. I will try. You know, a man leaves Joburg, driving to Cape Town.
Yeah.
195 k's an hour speed.
Oh, really?
A guy leaving Cape Town, driving up to Joburg, 225 k's an hour.
Yeah.
Where are they going to meet?
In hospital.
In jail. Yeah.
In jail.
Yeah.
All right.
If the police works in jail. Yeah. Yeah.
Men who, Confucius said, men who drive car like hell, bound to get there.
You remember Kermit? Loved Kermit the puppet. Sure. So Kermit said, this is a say of Kermit. And he said, sometime I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like going to work. But then I remember that I was born cute, not rich.
Yeah. So
I just came back. Huh? I just came back from a pleasure trip. I took my mother-in-law to the airport.
That's a good one, eh? That's a good one. He says, Confucius said, men who sit on tech get point. Oh, no. Confucius said, men who jump off cliff jump to conclusion.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it is not bad.
You know, I'm with the kids, so Luke comes back from the first day at school.
Yeah.
So his mom's asking him, so what did you learn today? So he said, not enough. They told me to come back tomorrow. So, poor nice. Kids, huh?
I'm going to put another song because I've got so many good songs, and some of them are really in the spirit of the new year, I must say. Yeah. So, and you know, I like the Spanish music. So for me, I think I'm going to put that one, and I think you guys will like it. And if not, you can complain. But you know what? I actually didn't mean this song, to be honest with you.
It's good, but it's not Spanish.
I didn't know it's Madonna.
I didn't know it's Madonna. Really, I wanted to have, yeah, but you know what, instead of that.
But we grew up on it.
Yeah, but what?
Yeah.
You have like 5 words in Spanish in the song, you're right.
Yeah, but I thought the Gypsy King.
Yeah, but she rented someone to say them, no?
What? I thought the Gypsy King, alright. You know I'm gonna do that too. So that's Madonna, I thought the Gypsy King, but alright, here you go.
If you missed Prawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know those souvenirs? How do you call it? The down donuts. You know, donuts has got a direct corner. As you eat it, it doesn't go anywhere. There's no vitamins there. It goes straight to your bottom.
But
it
doesn't know
tachat. Exactly. Hey, it goes straight. It. Yes, you can say tachat. Tachat is not English.
Why? But we are.
It's bottom Jewish. In Hebrew. Yes.
Yes, it's so bottom.
As you eat it, it goes straight there. It doesn't. Yes. Doesn't stop. There's no stop. even Tabo. As thin as Tabo is, he eats it. It goes to his tachat. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, say what is.
I ate like 2 already. This.
All right. Yeah, it's still there. You can see the 2 bumps.
Catch Prawn Stars Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Time is now 18:54, meaning 5:54, 6 minutes to go. So, 8 and
6.
6 minutes. 6 minutes to go. What did it say?
6:54, not 5:54.
I said 18:54.
Then you said 5.
Did I say 5?
So the, just.
Alright, 6. All right.
18 equals 6 in.
You remember in the old days there used to be, like, we didn't have a watch, you used to call the talking telephone, the talking clock.
What was it's
gone.
Remember?
The time? No.
Ashaon Adover, you're talking.
Yeah,
115.
There was a girl in Israel.
Yes.
Is it? What the time is now 1:05.
Romail Dal.
We believe it that there was
Asha.
You know who was your brother?
Who?
The one from Kol Yisrael, Moshe Chovar. Remember?
Yeah.
Moshe
yeah.
They were strong in the commentary business. The family.
Anyway, I want to tell you that if you're looking for a helping hand.
Yeah.
You will find it at the end of your arm.
Good, Sean, good. I must say, it's good. Yeah, a man who takes a sleeping pill and laxative on the same night will wake up in deep poo.
Yeah. I've got something a little bit cute. It's, if you're born in September, okay, it's pretty safe to assume that your parents start the year in a bang.
Anyway, Roy, I want to tell you this is for your profession. Gold will never get rusty.
Never.
No.
Is that funny?
Well, you know, when you sell gold to your client, tell him, listen, this will never get rusty.
No, it doesn't get, doesn't get rusty. But let me tell you something about marriage. If you start talking about marriage.
And rusty.
Marriage is like the game of poker. Yeah. You start with a pair and end up with a full house.
That's good.
Yeah. And virginity. Can I talk virginity?
Yes.
Too late.
Yeah, all right. Too late, yeah. Virginity is like a bubble. One prick and it's gone. Yeah.
By the way, it's not true, but we'll talk about it another day.
You know, can I tell you? Confucius says.
I love this man.
Confucius.
He's talking about cars when he didn't even know anything about driving.
In
and
elevator,
he,
yeah.
Talking about something. Cars, and he was born like 1,000 years ago.
So. More. A man who dropped watch in toilet at shitty time.
You see, and watch. What watch is there?
What is it? A sun clock? How do you call it?
A sun clock.
Yeah.
So, that's what they use mainly.
Men who put a head on railroad track, listen to train. Men who put head on railroad track, listen to train. Likely to end up with splitting headache.
What is a train?
They say that if you want your dreams to come true,
Yeah?
Don't sleep.
Yeah.
Anyone who says that alcohol causes depression, isn't drinking enough.
Confucius says, he who thinks only of number one must remember number is next to nothing.
Listen, this math teacher, okay, she asked one of the kids at school, if you are 13 up, by the way, you can give me the answer as well if you know it. It's very complicated.
Make it quick.
If you have 13 apple, 12 grapes, 3 pineapple, and pay attention, and 3 strawberries, what would you have?
Futsal.
Beautiful. That's a smart kid.
That is in the last one, the last one for today. Listen, listen to me carefully because I said only one. When, that's Confucius said. When call an idiot, better be quiet than open mouth and remove all doubts.
That's the one about the elevator.
By the way, can we invite him to one of our programs?
Confucius?
Yeah.
I invited him a couple of times.
And he's just sending the
sentence. He's dead.
That's okay.
Yeah, he still comes. Not an excuse.
Just say, talking comes by nature.
Yeah.
Silence by wisdom.
That's good.
All right. Now, the time is, we've got a minute to go. So I just want to tell you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, come join us to Roy and Friends. And for that, we're going to have Leah Rimon with us, myself and Peter Feldman. And we've got and Moshe Staragwad. And we're going to have a nice visitor from, where? From where? We're going to have a visitor. He used to be a drug addict and used to be a drug dealer as well. So you're going to hear some things about drugs.
How he changed his life.
How he changed his life around.
And I would like to wish you guys Shabbat Shalom, first time for this year. And not to forget that in 5 days, Tu Bishvat.
Oh, Tu Bishvat in 5 days.
So, guys, we're going to celebrate the new year for the trees.
Goodbye, everybody.
Cheers.
Goodbye from the whole Pawn Stars and have a lekker evening.